A team of Russians are setting up an amateur radio outpost on an uninhabited Aleutian island. KIAL's Ann Hillman caught up with them on their way through Unalaska and brings us this story.
Three Russians gather in a hotel room in Unalaska, toasting each other and their journey.
Four expedition. One, two, three. Hurrah!
They've come from towns near Moscow, in Siberia, and in Washington, and are headed to the remote Chuganaydek Island, home to Cleveland Volcano, to set up a ham radio outpost. It will be the first time for ham radio enthusiasts, or hams, to make contact with the island.
And we came here just with one target, to activate one of the latest rare island, which is Chuganaydek Island.
Sergei Morozov, known as Romeo Alpha 3 November Alpha November on the airwaves, is a member of the Russian Robinson Club and is participating in the expedition. The club aims to set up temporary ham radio transmission and reception stations on islands around the world. Named after the famous marooned sailor Robinson Crusoe, the club has over 1,000 members worldwide.
Our society divided by two parts. One of them is an activator. Another one is hunter. The activator group very small, very little, as we do. Mm-hmm. And the hunters, they're looking who is in the island now. Especially, they're much interesting who is the first time on the island.
The group is traveling with almost 1,000 pounds of equipment and supplies, including transmitters, antennas, and power generators, to the island to activate it. That means allowing as many hams as possible from around the world to make audio contact with them. There's fewer than 10 islands on the planet that have not been activated. Anyone who makes contacts gets a QSL card, like a merit badge that confirms they succeeded. But expedition coordinator Yuri Shushkin says it's not as simple as just dialing in a radio frequency.
Of course, it depends on propagation, output power of station, our station and their station, on type of antenna used and the time of the day, of course.
Aleutian weather and ash from the Okmok eruption might make contact more difficult. It also might impair the expedition altogether. The group is having trouble finding an airplane or a boat that will take them to the island. But Shushkin says that's part of the fun.
It's not everyday traveler, but it's what makes it unique. It's not just going to some beach in Mexico.
It's not tourism.
It's something more to it.
Once on the island, the hams will participate in a worldwide Islands on the Air competition and try to make as many radio contacts as possible. The $30,000 expedition was funded by donations from communications equipment companies, hams, and the travelers' own funds. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.